stockings were stuffed with sealed indictments this holiday. It's not over till the fat man sings, isn't that what they say? Well, the fat man is howling. His personal attorney decided not to take a bullet from the boss after all, and he's singing like a canary to Mueller's team, so much so they recommended a light sentence, which probably tells us all we need to know about how far along this investigation has come. The noose is tightening. Trump, not exactly the most loyal boss we ever met, declared that Cohen should have the book thrown at him. And General Flynn, he's like Cohen. No point throwing the rest of his life away on unreciprocated loyalties. Manafort, who originally decided to cooperate and then reneged, well, great guy once again. Manafort has a lot more to worry about than a pissed off president. He's got Russian assassins in the rear view. Poor Trump. His Secretary of State declared this week that he frequently had to tell his boss what he wanted was illegal. His boss tweeted that Tillerson was dumb as a rock and lazy as hell. Tillerson probably was president of Exxon parleying those two talents, but he did understand the limits of the law, something Donald has never bothered to learn in the rough and tumble of New York real estate. I suspect he's in for some cruel tutoring. But so are we. Anyone who thinks an impeachment is imminent better lay off the spiked eggnog. The true believers don't care if their man grabs genitals, pays off porn stars, meets with Russians during a presidential campaign, or bends the rules to make a buck or three. The true believers don't care much about truth. The true believers may not care if their hero is engaged in high crimes and misdemeanors. That, friend, is the State of the Union today. If this were a Netflix series, we could binge for years. And after all, isn't that what Trump offered us? Entertainment value. He certainly delivered. Give him that. We're only in the second year, with the potential of two more, maybe six. The smart money would start planning for the sequel right now. Donald's not going to jail. He's going to do what he planned before the unexpected election victory happened. Make more money. Hype the brand. Declare success and move up. The Republicans aren't going to impeach this guy and risk alienating the alienated. They're not suicidal. And the American people, you, me, the deplorables, we're hooked on the series now. Nobody wants a sudden ending. We want another cliffhanger, week after week. The fat man might howl, but no way is he going to sing.